many areas. Jane.
Chris Fawkes, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 27th of August. There are warnings of gales in Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight, low 250 miles west of Bailey, 971, expected just west of Rockall, 987, by midnight tonight. Low, Rockall, 991, moving slowly north, losing its identity by the same time. High, Norwegian Sea, 1013, slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 4 or 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. 40s, south or southeast, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, south 2 to 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne, Dogger, south or southwest, 3 to 5, backing southeast 4 to 6 for a time, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, south or southeast, 3 to 5, showers, good. German Bight, south or southwest, 3 to 5, showers later, good. Humber, Thames, south or southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Dover, White, southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southwest, veering west, 4 to 6, fair, then thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, squally showers, good. Irish Sea, south, veering southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, west, 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. South Rockall, cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming westerly, 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, moderate, occasionally poor. North Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast, backing east or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, southeast 2 to 4, backing east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south southeast 5. 9 miles, 997, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast, 3. 8 miles, 998, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast, 3. Fog, 200 metres, 1,000, steady. Lucas, southwest by west, 1. 16 miles, 1,001, steady. Bridlington, southwest by west, 1. 1,003, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 6, 5 miles, 1,007. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1,008. Jersey, southwest, 4, 12 miles, 1,008, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 4, 5 miles, 1,007. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest, 5. Recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1,003, falling. Valentia, west, 4. 12 miles, 997, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south, 4. 8 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast 4, 16 miles, 996, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 27th of August. The general situation, Atlantic low, slow moving, gives a changeable and occasionally strong airflow across the inshore waters with rain or showers. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 or 5. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 3 or less, increasing 4 or 5. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 to 6 for a time. Showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 4 or 5 for a time. Showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, then showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near St David's Head. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast, veering southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, then showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southeast 5 or 6, veering south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at first, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southeast, veering southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, then showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, then showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast, 5 to 7, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6 for a time. Fair, then showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 at times in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, southeast, backing east, 4 or 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's now time for Prayer for the Day with Rabbi Charlie Baginski.
Good morning. The other day I found an old photograph tucked between the pages of a book. I did not even remember owning the book, never mind the photo. It was of a day 10 years ago when my kids were very small and I could not get them to pose for a picture. In the end, I gave up and started taking a selfie. The moment they saw me, they jumped in laughing. And then something happened. Looking at that photo, I could suddenly smell the suntan lotion on their small heads and feel the stickiness of ice lollies on their fingers pressed against my face. The smell of pure joy. It was as though no time had passed at all. In Jewish thought, there's a word, zicharon, meaning remembrance. It is not only about facts or dates, but about bringing the past alive in the present. The memories that do this are not always the grand ones. Sometimes it's the sound of a song, the smell of a kitchen, the feel of a familiar jumper. I am grateful for the unexpected ways memory finds us. These moments remind me that joy is still possible, that kindness is worth offering, that the love we have known still shapes the life we live now. May we stumble upon something today, a picture, a smell, a taste that reminds us of what is good. And may that reminder carry us gently forward into whatever lies ahead. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Rabbi Charlie Biginski. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, river levels in parts of Scotland are critically low. What will be the impact for farmers?
Water usage will be restricted in most cases, but in some cases suspended altogether. This is something we don't take lightly. It is the last place that an Environment Protection Agency wants to be.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, butterflies are a welcome summer visitor to our gardens, but also to farmers' fields or orchards because of the role that they play in pollination. And we're talking about pollinators all this week on Farming Today. Butterfly numbers have fallen dramatically over the last 50 years. They've dropped by 80% since 1970 due to habitat loss and changes in land management, according to the charity Butterfly Conservation. Now, a project in Wales is using cattle to help restore an important habitat for the rare high brown